in Colorado. The suit had blocked him, claiming he'd violated a Civil War era part of the Constitution, encouraging rioting after he lost the last election. Campaigner Noah Bookbinder helped bring the case against Mr. Trump, claiming he used violence to keep himself in power.
The Constitution has in it a provision that is designed for exactly that situation, that says that somebody who swore an oath to the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection is disqualified from office.
The Supreme Court judges are likely to overturn that ruling, though. Snow and ice could make for a dangerous storm in the sea in northern parts of the UK. Rain hits the south, weather warnings are across much country. Ukraine's president has sacked the head of his army. Volodymyr Zelensky says it's time for renewal after months of speculation about a rift. The Queen says her husband, the King, is doing extremely well under the circumstances after his cancer diagnosis. Her Majesty is at Salisbury Cathedral for her first public appearance since the announcement. And medals at the Summer Olympics in Paris will include metal from the Eiffel Tower. They'll all feature a chunk made out of scrap metal taken off the landmark during the Olympics. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, a very good evening to you on this wet and miserable Thursday night. I hope you're safe and well and somewhere dry. My name's John Chubb. Welcome in to this week.
I hope you like the time.
And as David mentioned, during 98 Not Out, sadly, last Saturday, we lost Aston family man Barrett, who was the bass player in Bob Marley and the Wailers. And that was, of course, that very fine band and jamming. Thanks as always to Darren for 98 Not Out. He'll be back with that next Thursday between 6 and 7. And, of course, Darren's always here between 10 and midnight on a Wednesday night for Reggae Revival. So good evening and welcome into the non-league hour on this Thursday, the 8th of February. First off, we're going to go through a roundup of the results from the men's games for the last week. And on Saturday, Saturday United, they Gateshead, and it was one of a number of disappointing results they've had recently. The Shrimpers lost that match by a goal to nil. So the majority of the 6,372 crowd at Roots Hall went home disappointed. And they've really got to get some decent results together, because obviously the 10-point deduction they had earlier in the season has made life difficult for them. But it's also meant that currently they're only 2 points above the relegation zone, although they've got at least one game in hand on all of the sides who are below them. It was a better afternoon for Dagenham and Redbridge, though. They travelled up to Rochdale and won by 2-1. And once again, their heroes, Iniefiong, in fine form for the Daggers at the moment. He put them ahead in only the 9th minute. Tari Sinclair equalised for Rochdale in the 40th minute, but in time added on at the end of the first half, Iniefiong scored a second and finished 2-1 to the Daggers, who were back in action on Tuesday night, this time on their home patch of Victoria Road, where they faced the league leaders Chesterfield, which was always going to be a tough task for them. And as it was, they were beaten by 2-1. Ryan Hill scored what turned out to be Dagenham's consolation goal. The Daggers up to 15th place, helped by that win that they had on Saturday. There's been one departure from Victoria Road this week. Defender David Longe-King has joined National League rivals Eastleigh on a month's loan. And just getting back to Southend United for a moment, defender Brooklyn Capangolo has left the club. He joined on a non-contract basis from Billericay Town earlier this season and reportedly failed to agree a new deal. So he has departed from the club, having made 13 appearances for the Shrimpers.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So looking at the rest of the National League table, Chesterfield remain top and are now an incredible 22 points clear. Don't think anything is going to come between them and a return to the Football League come the end of the season. Bromley, who are up against Aveley in the FA Trophy Saturday, more later, they are in second place. Arnott, Solihull, Altrincham, Short Town and Gateshead, the other side in the playoff spot. Oxford City are now bottom of the table, having lost on Saturday and Tuesday night. Ebbsfleet just above them, and then Kidderminster Harriers, whose new manager Phil Brown, former Southend United boss, of course, has had a very impressive start to his managerial career at Agbro. 4 wins out of 4 for them, but AFC Fylde have now just gone above them in the table. So on to the Vanarama National South, and Saturday saw a defeat for Chelmsford City. Bit of a shock defeat. They went into this match in third place, and having at Waterlooville, their host, were bottom of the table at the start of play. But the home side beat them, proving that they've still got a bit of a fight for relegation. Chelmsford's goal was scored by Charlie Ruff, who in between his two goals at Melbourne had a claim for Haven and Waterlooville, but the home side replied twice and ended up winning by 2-1. Very impressive win for Braintree Town. Okay, it was against the struggling Dover Athletic on Saturday at Cressy Road, but Braintree triumphed by 3-0 to put them back in contention for a playoff place. Open scoring Ben Tompkins and Aaron Blair resulted, made it a 3-0 win for the Iron, who are now up in 10th place. Not such a good afternoon for Avely, though it was a tough task for them. They faced second place at Worthing at Parkside, and the hosts were beaten by 3-0. Now in 8th place, just outside the playoff spot. Yeovil Town, although they were surprisingly beaten on Saturday, they still look like they're going to make a quick return to the National League. And it was Maidstone United, only a couple of places behind them. And the week after that incredible FA Cup win they had at Ipswich Town, who beat them by 2-1. Worthing sandwiched between Yeovil and Maidstone in second. Chelmsford, as I say, fourth. Hampton, Richmond, St Albans City and Bath City the other side, currently in spots. At the other end of the table, Dover Athletic have now moved to the bottom. Haven Waterlooville, after that win against Chelmsford, moved up to 23rd. Eastbourne Borough and Welling United, with appointing Rod Stringer as their new manager, they are in 21st spot. So turning our attention to the Isthmian Premier League, and we had a featured match on Phoenix Sport on Saturday, as Billericay Town, who had been in really impressive form, which had taken them up to third place in the table, hosted Folkestone Victor at New Lodge, and reporting on that match for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore, Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The clinical Folkestone and Victor performance saw them put a dent in Billericay Town's title aspirations with a 2-1 victory. After a frantic start, Billericay were presented with a chance to strike the first blow, as Matt Johnson and Ollie Peters linked up to good effect, and the latter's shot was met by a fine save from Joe Coleman. The game decisively tilted in Folkestone's favour on the half-hour mark, as David Smith's charge into the box was clumsily ended by Dan Wilkes, and Smith stepped up for the penalty and calmly converted into the corner. Only 5 minutes later, Andy Drury's side seized the initiative with a second. Shaw's header fell into the path of Kane Penn, who buried the ball into the back of the net. The Seasiders had the chance to effectively wrap up the 3 points just before the break, as Smith's strike rattled the post as Billericay breathed a sigh of relief. A double substitution by Gary McCann at the break failed to ignite a comeback, and their day was epitomised when Ruben Suarez Jr. provided for Peters, whose strike flew over the bar. The Blues received a lifeline with moments remaining, as Frankie Merrifield dispatched with composure and confidence past Coleman, but it was too little too late. A perfect away day for Folkestone, while it's back to the drawing board for the Blues. It finishes here. Billericay 1, Folkestone 2.
So, disappointment for Billericay on Saturday, although they were back in action on Tuesday night. More about that very soon. But looking at the other results from Saturday, Darryl McMahon was in charge of leaders Hornchurch for the first time. The former Dagenham and Redbridge boss has taken over at Bridge Avenue following the recent departure of Steve Morrison to Sutton United. And he saw his new side beat Cheshire by a goal to nil. Femi Akinwande scored the only goal of the match 10 minutes into the first half. Elsewhere, hashtag United suffered another disappointing result at home to Horsham, and the Sussex side beat them by 2-1. Pedro Carvalho opened the scoring for the Tags in the 27th minute. Goals in the second half in the 49th and 80th minutes from the visitors ensured they went away with a 2-1 victory. The beat from the Canby Islands who hosted Enfield Town at Park Lane, and visitors scored three goals without reply. And Concord Rangers in the relegation zone after losing 4-3 at Potters Bar Town. They were on the verge of victory in this match, but they ended up losing 4-3, as I say. After Potters Bar Town had led 2-0 at half-time, Olabello replied for the Beach Boys on 65 minutes. Harrison Day scored in the 76th and 80th. The first of those came from the penalty spot. And going into the final minutes, they were still 3-2 up. But a red card for Rangers, Billy Knott. And two late goals, one of them from the penalty spot for Potters Bar. The Beach Boys returned to Essex MT Harbit. So, as I say, on Tuesday night even, Billy Mitchell Town were back in action, travelling down to the south coast to take on Lewis, and going with them to watch the action was Andy Gardner.
At the Dripping Pan Stadium in Lewis, incredibly and wet evening the first 20 odd minutes, both teams were trying to get to grips really with these blackboard conditions. Nothing really had happened, but then we had an incredible incident after 27 minutes when, out of nowhere, from about 30 yards out, the home left back, Drake Elliott, sent a back pass to Nathan Harvey. Never a good idea in Blackpool, too much on it, and the Billericay fans behind the goal were in disbelief as then in the corner. Incredible moment, and incredibly, Drake Elliott's second own goal of the season against Town. He also got one in the recent match at New Lodge. And he was signing up during the match. A really bad moment for Elliott, and it's in the game. Billy Ricky took his goal after that. Could have had 2 or 3 before he was thinking second got into the second corner. Easy streak at that stage, and their job was made even easier when in injury time a red card was produced. They had a bit of a crack out by Captain Ronnie Dink on the Billericay Warriors. Warriors responded to say there was a bit of a crack out, and the result was a straight red card, I think, which I assume it was for the tackle and for the they're going against the home side. The second half, we not only did we have to win, but we had driving rain arrive as well, and it did kill the game. Billericay were quite happy with what they got, just trying to get through it. But they did play on an hour, and again, it's an own goal. Adam Levers, with a shot, it was going wide, it deflected in off another defender. And this one, hopefully Levers will be claiming that one because it's his first goal for the club. And that wraps it all up. Billericay will be very glad to get out of there. Tough conditions. Good 3 points for them. As for the home side, they're a playoff side. Looking over now with on a poor run. That own goal, sensation, I'm sure. It's finished Lewis 0, Billericay Town 3.
So Billericay bouncing back Tuesday night, just taking a look at league table. Let us take Billericay back up to third place, just 1 point behind second place Chatham Town, who incidentally lost at Wingate and Finchley, who were in fourth place on Tuesday night. And also Billericay have a game in hand on Chatham. Hornchurch remain top, 9 points clear.
after winning their first game under Daryl McMahon. We finished there, as I say, fourth. Hastings United at the other side, currently in the playoff spot in fifth. They're above sixth place, Enfield Town, on goal difference. Hashtag United currently in 12th place, Canvey Island in 13th, and Cotswold Rangers remain in 20th. And because they've had so many postponed matches this season, they do have a number of games in hand over their opponents. We'll take a look at what's happened in Step 4 very soon. I'm John Charlie. Here on Phoenix FM on Saturday, the Phoenix Sport. The top local, national, and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions, and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music, too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6 pm on Phoenix 98 FM.
And I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you do, and in my head I make a picture. Well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair.
Of course, by Amy Winehouse and Mark Bonson. original version of Valerie by Vintrons. So now let's take a look at non-league step four. And in Eastbourne North on Saturday, Brentwood Town travelled up to Norfolk to take on Gilston, and they came away with a 3-2 victory. Becky McKenzie putting Blues ahead 5 minutes before half-time after Gilston had taken a 12-minute lead. And Gilston went 2-1 up on 53, but Brentwood won a penalty in the 64th minute. Converted by and Jonathan and Zengo short of 3 points for Heath Rowland. I had 6 minutes in time when he netted to make the final score. Gilston 2, Brentwood Town 3. Meanwhile, at Gardiners, there was a great start for Basildon United's new manager, Chris Taylor, who had taken over during the previous week, replacing AJ, who had parted company with the club only after only a short time in charge. He was only the manager for about 6 weeks, actually. It was against Taylor's former club, Witham Town, and Basildon won 4-0 thanks to goals from Clyde Samassi, Samir Ali, Callum Fitz, and Samir Ali got a second 17 minutes from as well to give Bees a 4-0 victory. Elsewhere, disappointment though for Brighton Region, who hosted Bury Town North Road. Managed. My word's all over the place this evening. I don't know what's going on. Bury managed by Cole Skews, the former Ipswich Town and Colchester United midfielder. And after a slow start this season, they have gradually found their way up the table and they eventually are way into the playoff spots. Now, Samal Ramadan, who has been a prolific goal scorer for them for some years now, helped himself to a hat-trick up scorer. Kojo Penteng scored what turned out to be a consolation for Brighton C in the 59th minute. Meanwhile, Milton Tittree travelled to Enfield and picked up a 1-0 victory. George Smith, the scorer of the only match for the Jammers just after half-time. He remained in the playoff spots. They travelled to bottom club Stowmarket Town, the only side without a victory in the league, and Bowers beat them by 3-1. Benes Bavada scored just before half-time after Stowmarket taking a third-minute lead, and Solomon Abbey netted twice in the first half to give them a 3-1 win. Redbridge had a tough time on Saturday. They were at home to second place Phoenix and United, and it finished 1-0 to the visitors at Parkside. Phoenix Stowe scoring goal of the match, as it turned out, after 65 minutes. Meanwhile, there was a win for Heybridge Swifts, still pushing to get into the playoff spots. They beat New Salamis by 2-1, who led 2 minutes after the restart, but Swifts replied with goals from Jack Adlington Pyle on 66 and the 90th minute penalty from Kieran Jones to seal a 2-1 victory. And Grays Athletics revival continuing, although they had to make do with 1 point rather than 3 on Saturday. Drew 1-1 at home to Wroxham, who took an 8th minute lead, but as the main night at the Football Centre Arena, a big game for them. They hosted Table Lowest Off Town. Was hoping to get along to this and do a report on it, actually, but unfortunately work commitments got in the way, so I couldn't be there. But it was a pretty narrow victory for the league leaders, Lowest Off. It was goalless until the final moments when Harvey Sayer got the only goal of the match for the Trulaboy to give them a 1-0 victory. There was a win though for Walthamstow on Tuesday night. They hosted Wroxham at Wadham Lodge, and a couple of first half goals from Ollie Fotiyimbo ensured a victory for Stowe. So the league table looks like this. I've got some transfer news from the ESPN North in just a moment as well. Lowestoft, 6 points clear of Felix Walton at the top. Howson Pitsey, Bentown and Breville Town also in the playoff spots. Haybridge is 6th, Basildon United 7th, Fulton Tiptree 8th, Waltham Stowe at 9th, Brantley Sea Regents in 10th place, Whittam Town in 12th, Redbridge 15th, Grays Athletic are now up to 16th spot. And talking of Waltham Stowe, there is a new face in their squad. Ryan Hervell signed for them yesterday. His previous club was Potters Bar Town, amongst others. He started the season with them. And Elliot Sartorius, who scored Gray's equaliser on Tuesday night, is one of two faces at the club. Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central. He had a brief spell with Bowson Pitsey last season. So the other new face of Grays is much-loved striker Phil Roberts, who has joined from Margate. He began as a youth player at Norwich City and then Arsenal, played in the Scottish Premier League for Inverness, Caledonia, Dundee. His previous non-league clubs included Chelsea, Braintree Town, Bradford Town, and there is also a new face at Brightling Sea Regent. They have signed Jaden Wilson on loan from Billericay Town. He is a midfielder and he is on loan at North Road initially for a month. To finish our look at step four, the Southern League Division 1 Central saw Waltham Abbey in action on Saturday at home to Kidlington. Now, Abbey went into this game on the back of a poor run, which had seen them hold on to their playoff spot, but they'd only won one in their previous six. But they chalked up victory at Cappage Lot on Saturday, and Tuesday night Fulham make the journey to attain United, picked up another 3 points, beating the host by 4-2. So Abbey back up to fourth place in the playoff spots, just 4 points behind Bedford Town and 2 behind second place North Lee, although both of those clubs have got games in hand on them.
Cricket and don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday, 6 and 7, right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix.
Just like I need you, hold me, love me, hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week, love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl, love you. Show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't nothing but love, babe. Days.
Beatles, of course, and 8 days a week. It's at 8, you're listening to Bread with the Billy Vickie's Phoenix Night. I'm John Chubb, and this show is the non-league hour. So, goes around off our look back at last week for our local men's sides now. And in the Essex Senior League, not many fixtures this week. Sides were in cup competitions, those which were in action anyway. But in the league on Saturday, there was one match, and it finished South and Walter Town at 1 at Holbridge Sports. A couple of games on Saturday night. And there was another home match for Saffron Walden Town. It was against struggling Ilford, and it was a much-needed 3 points for the visitors, who won by 2-1. Also, on Tuesday, I take you through 1-1 with Little Oakley. I saw White Edgeway place Woodford Town at Burroughs Park, and this was Woodford won by 2-1. Tilbury in FA Vars action is coming Saturday. More about that in a while. They remain top of the table. They're 8 points clear of second place, Woodford Sound. Sporting Bangor United have dropped to third. Romford also in Vars action on Saturday at fourth, and Holbridge Sports fifth. That's the top five. Coggeshall Town, two wins from 25 matches, tells its own story. Just 9 points at the bottom of the table. And Ilford, after that win at Saffron Walden Town, they are still 19th, but they are now 10 points clear of Coggeshall. Meanwhile, also in the Spartan South of Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted had a 2-2 draw at home to Dunstable Town on Saturday. Now, on to the Thurlow Nun, where we had another featured match on Phoenix Sport on Saturday, and it was the old Spotty Dog down in Forest Gate, where two of the pace setters in the Thurlow Nun, South Clapton Community and Hutton, faced each other. And watching that one for us was Andy Gardner.
They had unluckily lost this one. Having had most of the chances, and Webster could have had a hat trick on this day, and well had a chance in the first half. But we're really in that half time 0-0, and it did actually look like it was heading into a 0-0 draw at the end. He tipped it to the 80th minute when Clapton worked. A controversy when substitute Fred Taylor was hit by Rawlings. Hutton were furious with the award, and James Riggs just about converted the spot kick, and the host fans thought that was it. They were celebrating. It looked like it was going to be another 3 points for them, and especially after Hutton were reduced to 10 men at the end. Lewis Scott had only been on the field for a decision. A bit too much these lines, shooting. That looks all up for Hutton, but now upset Harry Rawlings. What a talent he is. He's staying at step for too much longer. A ball to the box. It's cleared 30 yards out. Rawlings didn't really have anything on. He just took a swipe at it, and it flew into the top corner. One of the best goals I've seen this season. And it stuns at the very vociferous well, home fans. You might be able to hear in the background, still singing now. But it has finished here in this topsy-turvy clash. Clapton 61, Hutton 1.
So, for Clapton Community and Hutton, the old Spotted Dog. Now, looking at the other Thurlow Nun results on Saturday, there was a 2-2 draw for Clapton at home to Dumbo Town. Southern Manor were beaten 3-1 at Hackney Wick. Harlow Town, who were in very impressive form, they scored against Parkview without a reply. Southern Manor has beaten 3-2 at home by Rovers. Monday night saw Arkansas pick up a point. They drew 1-1 at home to North West London. And Tuesday night, it finished Newbury Forest 2, Parkview 6.
And there were a couple of Leeds Cup ties this week as well. Harlow Town beat Grantham Athletic 3-0 on Tuesday night. And last night, Hutton travelled to Long Melford, who I think were in the Premier Division of the furlough. And they were well beaten by 4-0. And so Harlow Town, 3 points clear of Clacton at the top of the table. Benfield third, Hutton fourth, and Dunmo Town at fifth place. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, a couple of the Essex sides were in action on Saturday. It was a 3-0 win for Hamish and Parkston, who beat Swaffham Town 3-0 at the Royal Oak. Holland travelled to Haverhill Borough and beat them by 1-0. Framlingham Town remained top of the table. Great Yarmouth Town in second. Stanway Pegasus for third and fourth. Hamish and Parkston falls their way into the top five. They are in fifth place. And Wivenhoe Town, they are company 12th. And finally, looking at last week's men's games, three of the four Essex Senior Cup quarter-final ties have now been played. Hashtag United are in the semi-finals. They beat Avery by 1-0 at Glen Salmon Stadium on Monday night. Travelled to Concord Rangers on Tuesday and Redbridge won 2-0. Buckhurst Hills run is at an end. They did very well to get to the quarter-final stage. Buckhurst from the Essex Senior League travelled to Community Stadium last night to take on Colchester United 11, but Colchester beat them by 5-1.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Onto our women's roundup now, where we take a look at the women's sides from some of the local non-league clubs. I'm going to be talking this a bit next week, I think. First off, in the FA Women's National League Southern Premier Division, neither Hashtag United or Billericay Town were in action last weekend. Hashtag currently in second place behind Portsmouth, who won once again a 1-0 victory away to Ipswich Women last day. Hashtag travel to London Bees. Billericay Town Women have a home fixture on Sunday that is against MK Dons. Meanwhile, taking a look at the Eastern Region Women's League Premier Division, and there was a trip to Royston Town for Barking Women on Sunday, and resulted in a 1-1 draw. There wasn't a match for Bowes and Pitsy ladies this week, but they're in action on Sunday away to Kingsland Town ladies. Barking Women travel to Wroxham, the women, this Sunday. Barking in fourth, Bowes and Pitsy currently in ninth. Meanwhile, looking at the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South, Southend United Community Sports Club lost 2-1 at Chesham on Sunday. Luford Lake hosted Grays Athletic Women and Luford 4-5 without a reply. A thumping win for Stanway Pegasus over ladies over Hutton Women. Stanway scored 8 without reply. The win for also for Billericay Town Women away to Wadsden Park ladies. Billericay Town Women won by 4-1. Looking at the table, Watford ladies, the unbeaten side in that, they are still top of the table. 9 points clear of Southend United Community Sports Club ladies in second place. Luford ladies are third. Hutton fifth. Billericay Town Women Development in sixth place. Stanway Pegasus ninth. Grays Athletic, the only side still without a win. They are at the foot of the table. And taking a look at the London South East Regional Women's Division 1 North, where we've got a couple of local sides. There was a 2-1 victory for Hackney against Montpellier Villa on Sunday. And Hackney currently in seventh place. Clapton Community, women's side, didn't play. They are currently in fifth place in table. Both of them are in action this Sunday. Clapton Community away to Actonians Reserves, and Hackney, they entertain Ashbourne Lee. Both of those are league matches. So that's our women's roundup for this week. Just moving on to the men's fixtures very shortly after another very brief musical break. A Motown classic from Smokey Robinson and Miracles, Tracks of My Tears. Just 10 minutes left before I make way for Gareth Williams. He is here, as usual, between 8 and 10pm with Bumper, his regular trawl through indie and alternative in the 60s onwards. Like country music, make sure you sit around between 10pm and midnight tonight, because it's our country show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeleine Christie. And Madeleine will be chatting to award-winning country and Americana singer Hannah Blaylock on the show this evening.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. Phoenix FM.
So both the FA Trophy and the FA Vase have reached the last 16 stage now. It's the fifth round ties this weekend, and there are local sides flying the flag for Essex still in both of those competitions. The only local side left in the FA Trophy are Avely from the National League South. Very, very class for them on Saturday. Been all the way through Avely, who, as I mentioned earlier, are currently second in the National League South. Good luck, Millers, in that time. Meanwhile, in the FA Vase fifth round, there were still three sides from the Essex Senior League involved. Leaders Tilbury, they are at home to North Greenford United of the Combined Counties League. Romford, they are away to another Combined Counties League. Club Hilltop, and Great Wakering Rovers have a trip to Highworth Town, who play in the League Premier Division. Best of luck to all three of those lads. On to the weekend's league action, though, and on Saturday in the National League, both Southend United and Dagenham and Redbridge are at home. Southend face York City, currently just below them in 18th place, and Dagenham and Redbridge host bottom club Oxford City at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Meanwhile, in the National South, no game, of course, for Avely, who are in FA Trophy action. But Chelmsford City are in action at Melbourne Park. They host 14th placed Weymouth. And Braintree Town have a trip down to Wiltshire, where they will take on Chippenham Town. So on to the Isthmian League Premier Division, and Saturday sees Billericay Town travel to Canvey Island, so something of a local derby down at Park Lane. Leaders Hornchurch travel to it'll be a very good crowd, for that one. Hashtag United host Athletic at the Len Hammond Stadium. Concord Rangers not in action on Saturday, playing Sunday instead. They play away to Cray Wanderers. That game being played on a Sunday because Cray, who are currently building a new stadium, which I think might be ready in time for the start of next season. But at the moment, they're still ground sharing with Bromley, who, of course, are hosting Avely in the Trophy on Saturday, so that match taking place on Sunday. And the Beach Boys are back in action on Tuesday night. They travel down to the Sussex coast to take on Whitehawk, whilst match for Canvey Island on Tuesday night as well. They are at home to Lewis. Meanwhile, in Isthmian North on Saturday, no, it's one game on Friday night. I nearly forgot that one, actually. Grays Athletic away to New Salamis. Brentwood Town are aiming to strengthen their playoff position at the Brentwood Centre Arena on Saturday. They host the bottom side Stowmarket Town. I don't really know what's going on at Stowmarket, actually, because less than 2 years ago, they were in a playoff semi-final with the Isthmian North against Brentwood, but they find themselves marooned at the foot of the table, currently 12 points adrift of Ipswich Wanderers just above them, and as I say, no wins so far this season, so Brentwood will fancy their chances there. Elsewhere, Hayley Swift travels to Bury Town, Walthamstow away to Felixstowe, and Walton United. Malden and Tiptree host Redbridge. Witham Town are at home to Ipswich Wanderers, and Basildon United, who makes a good start under their new manager Chris Taylor, they are away at Wroxham. It's one game on Sunday. Bowers and Pitsy are at home to Goulston. And Tuesday night sees Brighton Sea Region host Felixstowe and Walton United. Enfield Redbridge travel to Enfield. Haybridge Swift, they are away at Wroxham. And in the Southern League Division at 1 Central, Waltham Abbey are on the road on Saturday. Not very far, a short trip to Ware for them. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, few fixtures on Saturday. Takeley versus West Essex versus Sporting Bengal United. Athletic Union face Bradford Town. Fremford versus White Ensign. Little Oakley versus Stanway Rovers. Staffordwood and Town take on FC Clacton. And Woodford Town going very well at the moment. They take on the bottom club, Coggeshall Town. Tuesday night sees FC Clacton take on White Ensign. And Saffron to Town face Sporting Bengal United. Also, in the week, Tuesday, this one, it's the other Essex Premier Cup quarter-final, Malden and Tiptree versus Little Oakley. Finally, a very quick look at Furlough now, because we're running out of time. The standout fixtures this week include Clapton Community's trip to Dumbo Town on Saturday. Leaders Harlow Town are at Northwest London. And Hutton, another side going well, they face Clapton. There's a few midweek fixtures, including for one for Husband Wednesday night. They travel to Brimsdale. And in the Thurlow Nun, First Division Northampton Parksford, who've done impressively to move into the top five. They're away to Distown. And Stanway Pegasus there at Swaffham, amongst others. So that is about it. I want to thank Jack Patmore and Andy Gardner, our reporting team, for their contribution to this evening's programme. I'm not going to be here on Saturday for Phoenix Ball. Andy Gardner is standing in for me between 3 and 6 p.m. I hope you'll be able to join him then. But all being well, I should be back next Thursday between 7 and 8pm with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Gareth is next with Bumper to Bumper. Have a good and safe week. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to play out with Al Gallagher's High Flying Birds and then come and see if we're going to get there at the end. And we have. A very good night to you.